silly things like this.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. I'm Nate Redman. He's Terry Tackett.
Hello.
He's Pastor Craig.
Hello.
Good to be with you, and I believe we're on the air.
I was going to say, where's the intro? No intro today.
There's no intro. There's nothing. There's just us.
No commercial break.
No. Adam doing the news?
No.
So, there's no weather.
I think tonight would be a good night to have a radio marathon.
Yeah. Let's
just
do an all-nighter.
Yeah, well, they might take us up on that, guys. You know, you might quit wishing.
Careful what you ask for.
You might get it.
Yeah.
But in any case, the good news is the recorder's back up, so this is recording.
This program will actually be recorded?
This will be recorded and heard in the future. My goodness gracious, can you believe it? We've got to have a little fun around here. We've got to have a little fun.
I think we got all the problems worked out.
The glitches.
Yeah, what happened is Glenn and I, because that was when the problem started with Glenn. So Glenn and I went over to the tower, and when he'd climbed about halfway up, I told him, now you need to grab that one bar to your right and grab the other bar that's down on your left. So when he was grabbing those, I quickly duct taped him to the antenna. So
to prevent any further
problems.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Great.
So probably tomorrow morning we ought to take him breakfast.
At least something, yeah.
Drop it off.
Nate, that's your job. When you go by there, you know, maybe toot the horn and, you know. And
is he's still stuck at the top, huh?
Yeah. He was saying something, but I couldn't.
Right, right.
What he did is he chewed some gum and he stuck his gum in there. Yeah. Oh. Well, anyways, it's good to be here. And I got to tell you something interesting that happened at the polling station last night. I went out there and I got recognized. The guy said, hey, you're on the radio, aren't you? I said, yeah. He's like, you're on with those other two guys, aren't you? I said,
no, what did
yes.
he really call us? He didn't call us guys. No, I'm just kidding.
He said, you're on with the pastor and Terry. And I said, yeah. And so we got to talking. He said, I hear you guys have excellent door prizes. I said, yeah, give us a call sometime. We try to do it up right here. I said, it's becoming summer. We're going to be having, you know.
The Sizzler Summer Tour.
Sizzling Summer Tour right here at WWGH.
So, gas cards.
Yeah. So that was
food
coupons. That was fun.
Yeah,
didn't have any trouble voting. I had a
good.
Had no trouble. Got out there and my little stylus worked okay, poking the screen, going through, and so yeah, no problem. So, but
well, here of course you know we covered it here, and I drew the short straw, so I had to go to the Board of Elections first, and I go over there, and I thought I was going to be going with Linda, but because I had no phone service.
Oh, okay.
And then they have a sign up that says no cell phones
in
the building. So, right. And I said, well, can I use your phone? And they said, oh, it'll be too crazy in here. So I had to come back all the way over here, and I just did call-ins to the...
You had a very nice effect there. Those first two times you called in, you would talk, and then a second or two later, it would repeat.
Yeah.
So you had this echo.
I don't know. I tried everything to fix that. I don't know what that was.
It was in stereo.
It was
Terry.
Hello,
in stereo.
Hello.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's great. It sounds good, other than you had no idea what you were saying.
I didn't know. I had the phone. When I called, I had the phone down, you know. I mean, so then I thought, okay, well, maybe I need to turn the phone off. Well, when I did, Scott said, I think he disconnected with us. So I said, well, whoops, that wasn't it. So I called Scott back again. And I said, okay. I said, well, so I set the phone over there by that TV. And I thought, maybe that might. And then I turned the radio. I turned the radio down in there. I didn't really know what the problem was. And, of course, Adam had to let me know there was a problem. So.
Well, and truth be known, I called Adam before he called in.
Okay.
But I called Adam and I said, And Adam's going, yeah, I know, I'm listening to him on the internet. And I said, yeah, it's he's got an echo, it's double. And I sent Scott a message, but I'm going to call in. And then he called in.
Well, I thought, well, maybe my mic's too loud, so I turned the mic down. I did everything in my ability, because, of course, I'm no tech guru by any means, but I did everything in my ability that I thought was the problem. But
you probably should have had Glenn come in.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, I should have called some tech repair, you know. Maybe I could have had Sean or somebody, you know, come in. But I did everything, and I was still scratching my head. I was like, what? Because I could still, even with the phone over there, I could still hear it very minutely, but I could still hear it. So I'm like, I didn't know what to do, so.
Well, it got better as the night went on.
Okay.
It got better as the
night went on. Yeah, because I, like I said, I turned that volume down, and then Scott sent me a message and said, well, try to turn the radio down. So I go in there and turn the radio down, and I still don't know what I did, you know.
Strange.
Yeah.
What would really be cool is if we at this station could get, if we could find a professional somewhere.
Man, there's got to be somebody in broadcasting school that wants to come here and... I would love that.
Wanted one.
My goal one day is to have professionals actually run this station.
Wanted one radio professional.
Yes, one professional. That's all we need. Can we recruit somebody? Does Tri Rivers offer a class, maybe?
That's what it is. We all go to a class.
Yeah, or Harding with that digital...
Yeah, we'll go to radio school. Yeah,
right.
There is a radio school in Columbus, for real.
Well, there was for many years. Is it still there?
Yeah, the American School of Broadcasting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They used to operate that WCBE out of Columbus. I don't know. I know the station's still there, mm-hmm. but I don't know if they still allow to. Yeah, you used to go in there and broadcast. You know, I know where... I know who does have one, come to think of it, over Mount Vernon, the Mount Vernon Nazarene. They operate their own student-run radio station.
Well, what's the likelihood that they would come over here and
probably
give us a professional?
Probably for a fee.
We need a professional.
For the low, low price.
Yeah.
$29.95 plus tax.
Or we'll give them a KFC gift card.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
we'll feed you.
Yeah, we'll feed you. We'll just you know, give you a gift card.
Right.
Something like that. Well, how was your weekend, Terry?
Boring.
Boring?
Work.
Yeah.
Again.
Cigarettes flying out of there?
Of course. And gasoline.
Yeah.
But thank God the cigarettes weren't burning the same time the gasoline was.
Yeah, that's right. People redeeming their fuel points?
Yeah, of course, at the end of the month. And now with the new system that they have, you have two separate amounts of points. So now you have to ask them, which points would you like to redeem?
You like this month or last month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Some had points that were redeemable at the end of April. Some had points that were redeemable at the end of May.
I guess I thought they expired.
Well,
not now, huh?
They used to, but now they have a carryover. It's almost like a carryover system.
It used to be they expired, and when you still had those last month's points, they hadn't expired yet, but they wouldn't ask you what you wanted to use, and if you just punched it in at the
You had month, to use those, right?
It would default the current month.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
When it should have defaulted. You have to
the, yeah, end. That's right. That's right. So. Yeah. Now you have the option. So, like, say Pastor Craig pulls in and he has 70 cents off. Well, he still might have 20 cents from the last time. Now he'll have the option.
Are you saying I have 70 cents off?
Well,
I didn't know I had that much.
Let's just hypothetical.
Oh, hypothetical. Okay.
But let's, you know, then he would have an option. I could say, you know, because it's going to come up on the screen, his information will, and I'll say, do you want the 20 cents for last month that you have available, or the 70 cents that expires in May.
I think I'll take the 20 cents.
Yes. But if you don't use that 20, it keeps until you actually use that 20 cents.
Now, how often does your gas station, like, totally run out of gas? Does that happen?
I've been there before 4 years in September. We've had it, like, three times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Three times.
Because it happens in Waldo a lot.
Yeah, we've had it, like, three times. We've been low a lot.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as we get low, like, a half an hour later...
How often do you guys get a truck?
Pretty much every day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times I work on the weekends. It'll come like we'll get one Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. But then I don't know if they've had one that earlier that day. But I know when I'm there.
So do you have a gauge like inside that has
yeah.
the
well,
a
you have this
gauge?
Thing and it'll start beeping when you get a beep, beep. And it's just constant until you go over and turn this button off. But then the red light still keeps flashing, but you just don't hear that annoying beep, 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 beep. But then that means I think it's I want to say the threshold's like 400. Like when you get below 400 or something, you have
400
to
gallons.
Yeah, you have to
close it up.
Well, you have to make sure that, you know, you have some coming.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because then I think, I'm not sure after that the guy was telling me, like I said, it's only happened like three times. I want to say 250, you have to close everything up or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you make
and
a lot
course,
of
friends. The one time we're trying to close it up, and we got chairs in front of and they're running over these chairs and all this stuff. And, you know, the guy's out there waving, no. He's waving his hands so they don't even care. I got my points I got to redeem.
She wants that gas anyway.
That's right. I got 70 cents. And
and speaking of gas, tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
And I all the gas you want. Yeah.
Go have a burrito.
Courtesy of that old Campesino.
Pastor Craig, pause just for 1 second. Just for 1 second.
It took me a second or two there to get that. And then it sunk in.
No,
or you
better,
could say it's stunking. No.
You better go tonight because you probably won't get into the restaurant tomorrow.
I see El Campesino's $1.99 tacos tomorrow.
Oh, great. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you know, today, I think this is Teacher Appreciation Week. Of course, mm-hmm. my wife is a teacher, and I think they're having 20% off at Applebee's.
Oh,
so that's tempting.
That's
to
good.
Go
yeah.
check that out.
Yeah.
So what do you have to show them to prove you're a teacher?
They gave her a nice badge this week. Her other badge had expired previous year, and they hadn't renewed them. But they gave her a nice badge so she can show them. Proof, you know,
good.
with the name of the school on it and the, you know, the awesome. Couple years
awesome.
On there. And
yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, she can just show her card, go in there, and, you know, supposedly, it says participating Applebee's, so hopefully
all the corporate owned ones, I'm sure.
Hopefully,
yeah.
after you get done eating.
Oh,
your meal,
by the way, yeah. you owe us 20% now.
Well, we're not a participant.
Yeah, we forgot to tell you. Yeah, we forgot to tell you. We chose not to. Yeah, you owe us 20% now.
Oh, well, we're back on the air and we're feeling our oats, people.
That's right.
So
that's
that,
right.
Is that all you did this weekend?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
How about you, Pastor Craig? Did you get to that museum?
No. I didn't.
Another flat tire.
Well, no, it wasn't, but I did have to work. But what I did get to, Sunday afternoon, we went to a Columbus Clippers ball game.
All right.
And if you remember, Sunday afternoon, the weather was gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, it rained a little bit Sunday morning, and they threatened the rain for Sunday, but the rain was done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And across the top of the stadium, they have those suites. You know, they're not really sky boxes, but, you know, that some stadiums they call them sky boxes and everything. But they have those suites. And you can buy, when the suites are available, for one game. And you get 24 tickets. And it really wasn't bad. I mean, when I tell you what the price is, you go, whoa. But when you multiply it out, it's really not bad. It was $900 for the suite.
That's not bad.
But, yeah, you got 24 tickets. So it's roughly $30-something dollars a ticket. And you have the seats that are out beyond the box. And then you have that area inside the box that you can have food and some people can sit in there and all that kind of stuff. Now, I had not been to the new stadium in Columbus, Huntington Park. And I guess it's been like 9 or 10 years that it's been there. I had not been to a Clippers game since they were at the old stadium. And, you know, for me, it was kind of a nostalgia thing because I grew up in the 60s and 70s when it was the Columbus Jets at the old Jet Stadium out there on Mound Street. And then the Columbus Clippers came and they remodeled the stadium, but it was still the same stadium. So this was my first time at the new stadium. And I got to tell you, it was nice. It was really nice. Now, you paid $5.50, or no, $5 for a hot dog. One hot dog.
One hot dog. $5.
$5. And a beverage. So a beverage and a hot dog, you're looking at a $10 bill. So that kind of hurt. But in comparison, like you wanted, if you just bought like regular tickets, you know, for the regular seating, I mean, you get it for $10-$12. So it's really very affordable. Really good. And the stadium is nice. And so we had a great time. Now, the game went back and forth. You know, the first couple innings, the other team scored, and then the Clippers scored, and then the other team scored. So it was kind of like seesaw back and forth. Well, going into the ninth inning, it was tied 7-7. It was one of those kind of games. And so you get into the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Clippers are up to bat, and it's still tied. And one of the people in our group was telling us a story. And so myself and my son and her and the woman's husband, we're all sitting there listening to the story that she's telling us, and it has nothing to do with baseball, okay? She's telling us this story, and all of a sudden the crowd's going, yay, yay, the stadium erupts, and we missed the game-winning home run.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still a good time. Yeah. And I got to admit, because, you know, I'm 63 years old. I'm a grandfather. And so, you know, we had about 24 people there, literally. And, you know, it was my son, his family. It was my ex-wife and her boyfriend. And there was the dad and his wife of my son's wife and their kids. And, you know, it was like all of this kind of extended family kind of thing. And it was just really nice getting together with the people.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the story that made you miss the home run.
And I kind of have to tell you what the story's about because it just adds more to it. She was telling us a story about baby bottles. But it wasn't just the baby bottles. The emphasis was on the baby bottle nipples. And she was telling us the story about how this woman had given her a bunch of these baby bottle nipples. And so we're all, you know, listening to her while she's telling the story. And, you know, and so we missed the game-winning home run. And I looked at my son and I said, how do you tell somebody that you missed the game winning home run when you were listening to a story about nipples?
yeah, so, that'll do it.
But anyhow, so that was the highlight of my weekend, and it really was a highlight. It just That's was good. A lot of fun, and it was good to go down to a Clippers game.
Those games are they're very entertaining. I know that.
I've never been to one.
Oh,
never
nice.
Been.
Yeah.
No.
It's amazing though. You can sit and watch. You can watch it for 10 minutes, and you'll see everything that's happening. And then if you are distracted for 2 minutes, you miss the big play.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pay attention.
So you have never been?
Nope, never been. Closest thing I've ever been to anything like that is the Ohio State spring game. Yep.
Do you like baseball, or is baseball kind of like, eh?
I don't really follow it, but I enjoy watching, you know, even, you know, going to a park and watching, you know, little league baseball. You know, I enjoy a good game, you know, when it comes down to it.
Maybe we should take the show on the road.
Take the show on the road.
Do a Clippers night.
Clip, yeah. Terry's been talking about that for a while on the Dime a Dog night, right?
That's what
I got the right. Do I got the right place?
Yeah, that's the night to go is the Dime a Dog night. Otherwise, it's $5.
Well, then I was talking to this lady. I work with her dad, and he said, "Oh, go up." He said she's the manager of the Roosters that's upstairs. They have a Roosters, and she said if you go in, he said if you go in there, I want to say you pay $5. You get this complimentary like Roosters cup. They fill it with soda, and you keep getting free refills. And then when you bring it back, they fill it.
Very nice.
It's inexpensive, $5, $6, whatever. Yeah. But it's a good size, like a tumbler. You know, it's a good size.
Okay.
Good size cup. So.
Very good. Now my weekend.
Your weekend, Nate.
Okay. Well, we decided to finally go. I've talked a couple weeks about I'm going to go to Papa Jimmy's. Papa Jimmy's. Well, I made it to Papa Jimmy's.
Where's this at? Westerville or
no? Oh. This is way up north near Bellevue.
Bellevue.
Oh, Bellevue. Bellevue. That's going up like 23 or 23 or 4 or 1.
Yeah, you go Route 4, then you go to Marion Melmore Road. Okay. And I'm telling you, I went through towns I've never heard of. I mean, these towns didn't even have gas stations in them.
Oh, geez.
I mean, these towns, we were in the middle of nowhere.
So Goober couldn't even come out.
No, my wife's like, man. She's like, is there anything to see up through here besides farmland? Of course, I was enjoying it because I don't mind looking at, dead bean fields. So we made it. And just a nice little town, Green Springs, Ohio, is actually... It's about a 10-minute drive from Bellevue. So we pull into Green Springs, Ohio, and they didn't have their own parking lot, but there was parking on the street, and we had to park a little ways and walk a little ways, but that was no problem because the weather was cooperating on Saturday. And so we walked back in and walked into Papa Jimmy's, and I always like it when they say, sit wherever you want. So we just picked our spot and had a seat, and the friendliest waitress come over, and she was just so friendly and nice. Good to have you here, and what can I get you to drink, and everything like that. And I don't think I have it with me, but unless I took a screenshot of it, but on their menu they actually had trivia, so you could sit there and test your knowledge of trivia.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
Have you ever done trivia before, Nate?
Have I? No, I've never done trivia. And I'll tell you, I didn't really know the answers to a lot of these questions.
Really?
There's some good trivia up there. And so that was fun to sit there and do while they, while you waited. Well, she took our order, and I opted for the barbecue pulled pork.
Okay.
And barbecue pulled pork, a baked potato, and a salad. And I will tell you, their prices for these entrees were like under $10.
Oh, wow.
So the prices are really good up there. And so...
But was it really pulled pork you got now?
That's
for that
the
price,
question.
For that price. Yeah.
Well, the food came out, and it actually came out like I like it. They didn't pre-soak the pulled pork in any of their own sauce already.
Right, okay.
They had the sauce on the table, and you could just put as much on it as you wanted, which I liked.
What was the specialty of this place? Was that the specialty, or was
it was? Yeah, it was barbecue was one of the specialties of it. And then
was it Italian or was it? I mean,
no, it was an American.
Okay,
it was an American restaurant. But yeah, barbecue was one of them. They had pizza up there as well. And I think my wife might be sending me some of the trivia questions. Oh yeah, she is. See if I can zoom in here and give you one. How much did the first 3 minutes of a call cost when commercial telephone service was introduced between New York and London in 1927?
Oh,
see, that was one
goodness.
Of the questions. Now, see,
New York to London.
But
I'm
see,
I'm going to wager a guess.
Well, see, the thing of it is I don't think she sent me the answers.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
Hey, Nate.
Five cents.
I know this.
Yeah.
Five cents.
I know this.
You just know the answer.
I know the answer.
Yeah.
And you can't prove me wrong.
Right. Well,
in 1927.
It had to be like a quarter.
I'm guessing because I'm going to say 30 cents.
30 cents? Okay. I could, you know what? I could actually ask Google. Now, my Google would get confused because they'd say, too long of a question. No. Yeah.
You but, could ask Alexa, but she might get mad.
But you had to, because you had to turn the menu, I think, upside down.
Oh, it gave you the answer. Yeah,
to get the answer.
Okay.
But it was cool to sit there and do the trivia. Oh, here comes another one. Maybe.
Or the answer to the first one, maybe. Yeah.
The first one. Yeah. She remembered the answer.
What do you say? I say 30 cents.
No, let's see.
50 cents. Okay. That might be closer. Yeah.
It was $75.
What? For 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
For 3 minutes?
$75.
And 19, what was that? 27?
That was 1927.
Who had $75?
Yeah.
That's like
the Great Depression.
3 weeks worth of wages.
Yeah.
Only the rich, my friend. Only the rich.
Alexander Graham Bell.
No wonder he died a millionaire.
Yeah, that's right. Thomas Edison.
Yeah, that's right.
No wonder he died a millionaire.
Yeah.
One more. What fast food chain founded in 1964 was named for brothers Forrest and Leroy Raphael?
Oh, man. I feel like I want to say like Taco Bell.
No.
Nope.
It was named for them?
Yep. And it doesn't make any sense, the answer. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
It does.
So Arby's.
Yes! Arby's.
I thought I'd heard that somewhere else before.
Arby's is the correct answer on that.
I knew when I first said that, I knew, but I thought I'd heard that question before.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyhow, just fun things like that.
Okay.
It was a cool menu. But
now see stuff like that. I love that kind of stuff. Man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
It's
who cares if you're wrong? At least you know.
Yeah, you just sit there and read down through it and have a good time.
$75. Who would have had $75 in 1927?
I know.
And then who would want to spend $75 to call London?
If you have a wife and three kids,
maybe it's like that guy had to call Baton Rouge. You know, he just had to.
Oh my!
He
goodness.
Had to call.
Hey, I'm calling
you had
London.
To be like,
I'm calling London. Who are you going to talk to? I don't know.
you would have to be like mega, mega, mega rich.
Yeah, I bet you they didn't have any takers.
Oh.
Probably not.
I doubt
it. This is the Queen of England. How are you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Queen.
So I'm over here having tea.
Did you guys go anywhere else when you were up there?
Well, we did, yep. One more thing. My wife got the pulled pork sub, which came with coleslaw on top.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it was good,
yeah.
Now, she didn't care much for the coleslaw, which I loved.
Was it homemade or was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I took a couple of bites of that, but she just put it off to the side, so I just had some of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And and for the baked potato, they had sour cream and butter and anything you wanted on the baked potato. And like I said, I think we got out of there for the salad and drinks and everything. We got out of there probably for $25 for two of us.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Because, you know, in today's economy, I mean, all the restaurants are, you know, the prices are going up.
Yeah.
Because they got all their prices are going up. I mean, prices are going up on everything.
Yeah, so everywhere.
That's good when,
when we can get out, when we can go someplace and we can get out for under $30, we are happy.
That's nice. That's very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, sometimes in a small town, the service kind of lacks if you're a stranger, especially if you're in a small town like that. Sometimes. But this lady just treated us like she knew us.
Where's the next adventure?
The next
did
event.
Would you go anywhere else?
Yeah, we decided we wanted to go to a Goodwill.
You're in Green Springs, Ohio.
So the nearest.
When we drive 50 miles, we're going to
Goodwill.
Goodwill,
yes. That's right. So
we have to get our thrifting in.
Yeah, you got to get our thrifting in. Because the museums weren't open.
Okay.
I did check. Huh. There's a like a train museum up near there.
I was gonna see that's what I was gonna
ask.
It was
closed.
If you went to the train museum, Bellevue, because that's one of the best ones in Ohio.
Mm.
Really,
yep.
It
okay.
is.
It was not open, couldn't go there.
Okay.
And then there was a county museum I wanted to go to. It was closed.
Close.
So I ruled out all the.
Did they give reasons why need or just closed?
It's just one of them wasn't open for the season yet.
Okay. Okay.
And the other one had weird hours, like they were open on Sunday, not Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't know why you'd open Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
But anyway.
Whatever, yeah.
So I ruled out all museums, which I was sad about that.
We're going to Goodwill.
We're going to the Goodwill. So we found one in Bellevue.
All right. Okay.
And so we went out there. Side note, there was a Christian college that used to be up there that we used to know about that we wanted to drive past and see if we knew it was still around. It was called Thompson Bible Institute. And they were kind of they're pretty strict college, known, you know, they had some standards they wanted you to follow if you went. Well, we were curious if the building was still around because we had heard that they closed. Well, we Googled the address and it was all torn down.
Oh, okay.
So we couldn't drive past that. Well, we didn't even bother to drive past that since it was torn down. So, so we went on to the Goodwill, and we found some good deals at the Goodwill. And so the wife found, I think she found some clothes, and they always have her size. They never have, you know, 10XL there.
Well, they do, but you have to call the Abdullah the tent maker.
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
So... are you doing anything this weekend?
This weekend, we're going down to my mother-in-law's house to celebrate Mother's Day with her.
On Saturday or on Sunday?
On Saturday. And Sunday, we're celebrating with my mother.
Okay. Because I was going to tell you something.
Oh, something going on.
Yes, this Saturday at the church, Shining Light Baptist Church, which is 294 Mount Vernon. You know, it's right where church and Mount Vernon
are. Give them the phone number.
But doesn't tell me here on the internet what
right.
the phone number is.
All right.
But Saturday, there
you would think this guy goes there. So, yeah, no, anyway.
It's 555.
Yeah.
But I never call him. I just go there. I don't know.
Okay. He's only been a member there for 40 years, but don't know the number.
53.
Okay. Okay, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday is, it's a garage sale. But, it's called Pass the Blessing. And what it is, it's, quote, a garage sale, but everything is free. And it's, you know, all the members have, you know, spent the last couple months, you know, looking around our house and things we don't need or things we don't use. And you know, it's not going to be a bunch of broken stuff and junk. I mean, there's nice stuff. There's clothes. There's all kinds of stuff. And it's free because that's how we bless the Marion community. So you might want to stop by. But more importantly, our listeners might want to stop by.
Sure.
And there's going to be hot dogs, again, free.
Wow.
So, you know.
So everything's donation for donation.
No, it's not for donations.
Oh, it's not.
No, we won't take money.
Oh, you won't take money at all.
Because we're making this stuff available to the community.
Oh, my goodness. What? That's unusual to not even take a donation. My. So it's just absolutely free.
Yep, Saturday 10 to 4.
I've seen some people on Facebook, you know, getting stuff together for that. So, yeah.
Well, that'd be a good time.
Yeah. That's going to be good. Yeah.
Man.
Now, what's the hours?
Be here. 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4. Okay.
10 to 4, Shining Light Baptist Church.
You know, I wonder if we put off our trip south just for a little bit. We could come to Marion, and we could go right at the beginning of it.
That's what I was thinking.
Grab a hot dog.
And you know?
And I won't say this over the air, but just between you and me, Nate.
I need to hit your mute button?
If you showed up a little early while we were setting up, I don't think anybody would say anything.
Say about 9:30.
Yeah, and if somebody did say something to you, say
Pastor Craig said I can be here.
And, you know, my name's Terry Tackett.
That's right.
Said I could
just go find my buddy Brent and he'll take care of you.
And Brent would be standing there and goes, that's not.
No, yeah, believe me, that's not the. Yeah.
My name is John Smith.
Yeah.
But say I'm surprised Terry's not here.
Yeah, free hot dogs. I figured he'd be.
The other thing, guys, is that Lunch with the President is coming up. Yep. Got to get your tickets by May 12th. If
it's
you
on, it's on my to-do list. I just got to get
there. Yeah, got to get there, get your ticket, and
go Friday.
Don't go Friday.
Yeah, we'll go the Friday. Dinner itself, that's a Thursday, is that right?
It is, from 11:30 to 1:30.
1:30, okay.
Yeah, out there at Tri-Rivers Career okay. Center.
And by the way, Heritage Hall Museum
is
today was opening.
Today was opening.
Ta-da!
All right.
1 to 4. Now, I don't know.
1 to 4.
Like, I don't know. I know they're not open, like, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know for sure what days they're open. I think it's like...
Is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or something like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
Wednesday through Sunday, isn't it?
Is that what it is? That could be what
it is. 1 to 4?
Is.
Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4?
Something
that
like that.
Could be.
You
it's,
know, it's
yeah.
the end of the week, because I know that, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, they're not open.
Right.
Wednesday, I'm not sure, but yeah. But today was...
Once again, today. Fred Malone, if you're listening, please call it.
He only listens to Scott.
I know, yeah. Fred.
Let's see. Well, I do have the hours here for the Historical Society if you do want to get your tickets out there. The Historical Society is open Monday from 9 to 4. Well, actually, they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, so that makes it easy.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 4.
And I went last Friday to get my lunch with the president's ticket.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it was 9 to 5.
Oh, so you got there.
I got there at 4:15.
And they were gone.
Well, there were still like three cars there.
Oh.
But I'm not going to be that guy that's ringing the bell, you know, 15 minutes after the hours that you're closed.
I got you.
Because they're trying to, you know, finish up and go home, so.
Yeah.
You were nice.
Almost
rang the bell.
Because, you know.
But anyhow, yeah, that's what you're... You know, if the museum's open, you just go through the front door and do that. But if it's after hours for the museum or before the hours for the museum, just go to that side door in between the old YMCA and the building. Go up the ramp. Just go up the ramp there. Ring the doorbell. They'll come.
But what'd you say, Nate? No debit or credit, right?
Well, they prefer you not to. They can take those. They just get a charge.
Okay.
And they prefer check or cash. And it's $25. And that includes your meal. She told me they have like two or three meats and then several different sides and then try to have a dessert. And the best thing of all is that these are actually dishes. Meals that the presidents had in the White House at the time.
Okay.
So you'll actually be trying the president's food. And it's James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald Reagan will be the presidents in attendance.
His wife made great desserts, Dolly Madison.
All right.
Love the cupcakes and the...
So there you go.
All right.
So, but that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So get your tickets before May.
It's on my
by
to-do
May
list.
The,
next
May
week,
the
I'm
12th.
Getting mine. Yes.
So anybody that wants to go, you better get a hurry.
Join us.
Join us. Yeah. We'll be out there, and hopefully you guys will get set at my table.
What'd you say? You just don't get to pick where you want to sit. Is that right?
I believe that's correct. I believe they just sit you. They have assigned seating when you get there.
Yeah, you can't pick like you want to sit with the one of the presidents.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
But when I go and get my ticket, I'm going to request that I sit at Nate's
table. Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Okay.
And they'll say, who is this guy?
Everybody wants to see him from the radio. Everybody knows Radio Nate.
He's a lot bigger celebrity
than you.
That's
right. Yeah. He might come out and actually interview one of these presidents.
Stroke my ego a little bit there. Yes.
I mean, I've heard stories that when, like, Scott runs into people in public, they say, oh, I know you. You're that guy that works with Nate Redmond.
That's right. Yeah. We know Nate from trivia.
Yes, I'm sure that happens. No, last night when I met the folks out there at the polling station out there, it was at Day Spring Westlands where I vote. Well, when I ran into that, that's what they said. Oh, you're on Scott Spears station is actually what they said.
Well, last night, my dad and Stella sent me a message. Hey, we're going to do the TuneIn app or whatever. So we want to hear about the election coverage. Okay. So keep in mind, I mean, I've been talking to them off and on. They know pretty much the same. All of a sudden, I get this 5 minutes later, looking down my phone, what's your call letters again? I said, for 7 years now.
WPNQ.
So I'm typing it in, and I'm angry the whole time. I'm like, capitals, everything. I'm just I couldn't believe. Could not believe.
It's WW Terry.
Yeah, I could not believe it, man.
Warren G. Harding.
I said, are you kidding me? You know, and I could not believe it. So the whole time I'm just angry. I just...
You know what's hilarious is when you run into somebody and they say, oh, hey, still doing the radio show? When they ask you that question, you know they don't listen to you.
Right, right. Because then you know the next thing come out of their mouth, well, I want to listen, but...
Yeah, during that time, I would love to.
I'm washing my hair at that time, or something, you know.
Well, you know, we have archives.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
You can retrieve any show.
Oh, well, my internet's not
like
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Then it's the internet.
I don't do internet.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you see all these Amazon boxes at their house, you know.
Excuses, we hear them every day.
Every day, yeah,
every day. Well, it's about 4, no it isn't, it's 5:53, and you're listening to Live at 5, the show with no name, and we appreciate your emails, and we'd love to hear from you, and Terry, what is your email address?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig, there's a couple of ways to get a hold of you.
Yes, through my webpage, which is... studyhiswordradio.org, or you can email me at studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
And you can catch your program when?
Sunday mornings at 9:10.
When? Where's it at?
WWGH 107.1.
Your favorite radio station.
That's right.
My email address is simply radionateosu@gmail.com.
But what about the shows?
And the show, my goodness, the show has a website too at noname.show. That's noname.show. By the way, something I was trying to get up on the website today, but I couldn't get it up there. Because I was at my dad's and was having some internet connection trouble. See what
I don't
saying?
Do internet.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wanted to tell you about WalnutCreekAmishFleaMarket.com. They have a brand
you
new...
You got my picture then.
I got your picture, and I was trying to put your picture up as what I was trying
look
to do.
Look good. I mean,
oh, man. But you can see a bunch of pictures of the Walnut Amish Flea Market.
Did it say everything was totally done and open, though, Nate? That's right.
The new yellow wing is open.
Okay.
They're opening different wings as they build onto them.
Oh, because I was reading the article. That's why I was trying to... Okay.
Well, the new yellow wing is open, and it's got restaurants. It's got all kinds
of... shopping and...
Different shops and all kinds of artifacts for you to look at and buy. But WalnutCreekAmishFleaMarket.com, that's a long website, but that is their website, and if you go there, you can see a ton of pictures of that new wing, the
that's
old
Piper
wing.
That's Station. Is that Piper Station?
This is in Berlin.
Berlin.
Well, near Berlin.
Berlin. Okay.
Walnut
right.
Creek.
Okay.
Area.
Oh, Walnut Creek. Okay.
Actually, it's Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek.
If
okay.
you're
okay.
being technical.
Right.
All those areas over there.
Right,
run,
right.
They all run together.
Charm, Nova, Berlin. Yeah,
yeah they yeah. all run together. But technically, this is Sugar Creek.
Okay.
But they've been backed up to try to get in here for a long time.
When was the official opening of that?
First opening date was right around in, I believe, late March, early April.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been open that long then.
Right, for the season and everything like that. So they were making a big to-do about Easter weekend.
Oh, that's right.
So,
okay, you may have mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So
I think it would just be worth going over there just for the food.
Oh, for the food, yeah. And
like we've never done anything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Never gone somewhere just for the food.
How foolish of us just to...
We go to Food and Goodwills.
That's
what are you
right.
talking about?
This Friday, in 2 days, I'm going to be at the Der Dutchman, but it's the Der Dutchman up in Belleville. Oh.
Belleville,
yeah.
I've never been to that one. I've been there, but it's been years. So are you going to hit the buffet if available, or are you going to order an entree?
I
don't know yet.
I don't know what the program is because my lunch is actually bought for me. It's part of an association through the church.
Okay.
And I'm going there.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
But yeah. Maybe whatever. Buffet.
He probably is buffet.
If not, it might be what they call the family style, right. which is almost a buffet.
Really?
The family style, they just pile on. I mean, they bring in all kinds of meats. I mean, it's
bowls
crazy.
Bowls of food and you help yourself or whatever.
You haven't been to Plain City
never,
yet, have you?
No.
You got to go.
It's on the list. I'm going to go. But.
Definitely so. It's good stuff. It will not disappoint you. I assure you.
Well, do they only have the buffet for lunch, or is it an evening one?
No, the one in Plain City is they have a breakfast buffet.
Is that on the weekends only?
Nope.
Oh.
Up till 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at 11, promptly at 11, they'll switch you over.
Okay.
Switch you over to your lunch.
Okay.
And then I suppose if you were there about 10:30, you can enjoy.
What if you stay there until like 7?
They will just love you if you sit there that whole time.
This darn internet. I've been here all day. I can't get this internet.
Attention.
I'm here.
Please clear the dining room. Yeah. The menu is changing.
Please clear the dining room.
Please go home.
You've been here for 4 hours. This darn internet. I cannot get this internet.
I got to tell you something. My ex-mother-in-law, and she had a friend that was like, 20 years older than her. And she and this friend, they'd go to the Golden Corral. And that's exactly what they do. They'd get there about 9:30 or 10, and they'd stay until like 1 o'clock.
So yeah.
They would just stay there for hours. And there was a couple times when they had a manager kind of, suggest to them that it was time to go.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy in Marion used to do that at Ryan's. He would come out at lunchtime, and they would stay till like 5 o'clock until it became, and just sit there. And finally, it was the same thing. My friend was a waitress out there, and she said it was becoming such a nuisance that they actually had to go say something to the manager. And then what they would also do too was like him and his wife would come and they'd buy one dinner.
Oh, okay.
You can't do that.
Yeah, well, there's certain...
That's buffet etiquette.
Etiquette, that's the word I was looking for. That's etiquette. Well, guys, it's time to go. We have 30
seconds. Already? Come on.
Technically, like I say,
we can be all night.
There's no breaks at the top of the hour.
We don't have 30 minutes.
That's right.
We have whatever time we want. We have 30 minutes.
We have a few seconds until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily have to go off.
We're on Adam's time now.
We never have to go. We never hit our brakes on time.
No.
Anyhow.
So. We're on Adam's time, so.
What would they do if we stayed over? I mean,
are the people at the station going to get that mad at us?
We're staging a sit-in.
Right.
And I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
And you're not going, anywhere,
not going anywhere
until you decide.
Scott's at home. He can't yell at us from home.
That's right. And if he calls in, we won't answer.
That's right. Yeah. Because Nate will see the number, and he'll think it's, a trivia call.
Yeah, I'll just say, hi, we're on the air. Yes, I'd like to answer a trivia question. When are you guys going to leave?
Well, the answer to that question could be several different answers. It could be
it's a multiple
A,
choice.
6 o'clock, B, 6:45, or C, 7 a.m.
So I guess I'll say it's 6 o'clock, but is there anything else on your mind?
No.
Okay. All right. Pastor Craig?
No, I'm just going to do Dear Dutchman on Friday.
Okay.
I'm going to get my president's lunch with the president's
ticket. But Friday, Dear Dutchman pictures. We need to see your plate. Yeah. We need to see your plate.
No plans for the weekend, but then again, you never know what might happen.
Cool.
Okay. All right. And don't forget our email address.
Mother's Day Sunday.
Yeah, Mother's Day Sunday. Don't forget Mother's Day Sunday. And
is that this Sunday?
Happy Mother's Day, all moms.
Happy Mother's Day, you moms. I hope it's a good one. And Terry, email address one more time.
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig?
StudyHisWordRadio.org or StudyHisWordMinistries@yahoo.com.
radionateosu@gmail.com.
radionateosu@gmail.com. We're here every Wednesday from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with Live at 5.
The show with no name.
Awakened up to this possibility. The more they have lived a life of